It's Thursday, the day we read some of the comments that you've sent us about the program. Daniel Zwerdling's report on New Orleans' preparedness, or lack thereof, for a direct hit by a major hurricane stirred several listeners.
Professor M. Granger Morgan, head of the Department of Engineering and Public Policy at Carnegie Mellon University, congratulated us on the story. He writes, "This is one of those disasters waiting to happen, which the risk analysis community has long known about, but which much of the world chooses to ignore."
Larry McNutt, a resident of the Big Easy, begs to differ. He felt our report was sensationalistic. "Your message to America that doom is inevitable, preventive measures are futile, but the hapless and happy drunks who populate New Orleans are content to perish was beyond inane. It was irresponsible and offensive."
Our story about the shooting of four lions in Arkansas outraged several listeners. Mike Lyden of Simi Valley, California wrote, "I'm no tree hugger, but the thought of four obviously confused and probably frightened lions that were dumped off and then systematically shot to death depressed me no end. I'm thinking this is tragic, and the tone of the story was somewhat light and no way tragic."
And Arkansan Laura Brown, writing from Benton, said, "I want your listeners to know that many Arkansans do not habitually carry rifles, that many of us speak with correct grammar, and that many of us were just as surprised as your listeners must have been to learn that Arkansas has residents keeping unregulated exotic animals as pets."
Our interview on Talk Like a Pirate Day had many listeners in stitches, but others shouting "Avast," as in stop. Though our guest indicated that "Avast" means "look over there," J. Tyler Balance of Potomac Shores wrote to us as a descendant of one of Blackbeard's crew that settled on Ocracoke Island and as a former ship's captain, and clarified for us that the term "avast" is a long-standing mariner's term that actually means stop.
Charles Pregaldin of Tacoma, Washington adds, "Avast may also be used to mean shut up, or more broadly, as a general purpose exclamation of surprise or disbelief when confronted with something unusual or unexpected, much as get out or no way are used by contemporary youth, piratical or otherwise."
And the last word goes to Dr. Dan Prince of Decatur, Alabama, who felt that Swedish tenor Jussi Björling was slighted in our discussion of who would excel on the world opera stage, as had Luciano Pavarotti and Enrico Caruso before him. The comment about no great tenor between Caruso and Pavarotti must be addressed, Dr. Prince writes. There was one. The late Swedish tenor Jussi Björling, whose command of high C and above was equal to Pavarotti in the minds and ears of many. In fact, Caruso's widow proclaimed Björling as the only one who could wear Caruso's mantle.
Write us to sing your praises or criticisms of our program. Our email address is atc@npr.org. And when you write, let us know where you live and how you pronounce your name.
Le dirò con tu.